Live Christmas Eve morning for 2 hours before the start of a holiday music marathon on Alternative Talk 1150.
Let's keep company with the youngest member of the classic TV hit My Three Sons, Ernie Douglas, as he regales us with a behind-the-scenes look at his life in Hollywood.
Then spiritually incorrect comic Vanda Mikulaski keeps us entertained with her cockeyed view of the world.
That's Manson Mitchell in the morning, live at 10 a.m. Saturday, followed by the Gary Mance Show at 11 Pacific.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And in case you would like to listen to this week or any week's edition of Animal World again, you can listen on the audio archives at marthanorwalk.com. There's a link on the homepage to audio archives. And if you need to be in touch with Animal World during the show, there are a few ways to do that. You can give us a call. Remember, we don't have a call screener, so if the phone does ring, Mike will put you on hold until he can get in the other room and talk to you.
That's a promise.
Yes. So you'll know the phone's been picked up when you hear the show playing in your ear. Just hold on. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And you can send us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But that was good only when we're on the air. At any other time, you can contact me through my website, marthanorwalk.com. You can send me an email that will come to my home office computer by clicking on the Contact Martha link or addressing your own email program to marthalight, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. If you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email because it's easier for me to get to my web mistress that way. If you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. And that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. And if you need my help as an animal behavior therapist in training, or trainer, of course, that's what I do to earn a living. And I work with people privately in their homes or over the phone to help them understand their animal friends and solve problems. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or any of your friends have problems with their animals, give me a call. And the best way to get a hold of me, you can send me an email, but I don't work via email. The best way to get a hold of me is to call and bug my voicemail if you don't reach me when you call. And I'm serious. Bug my voicemail. Squeaky Reel gets the grease with me. And then phone number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Excuse me. Now, if you're interested in my guest today, Ann Gordon de Berregaan, and all of the work she's doing with the animals, and of course, that's what we're going to be talking about this hour, www.emberravillagetours, that's E-M-B-E-R-A, emberravillagetours.com, whalewatchingpanama.com, or dolphinhealing.net. emberravillagetours.com, whalewatchingpanama.com, dolphinhealing.net. Now, Ann, is there any other way people obviously could reach you through your websites? Is any other way to reach you, email or phone?
Well, that's the best, to go through the websites, and then there's contact information there. So it's the easiest. Right now we're traveling, so it's a little harder. But, you know, I am checking in internet when I can, emails when I can while I'm away. And I do have somebody who monitors all the Embera Village tour emails and handles that.
So. Oh, okay. That's great. But, you know, keep in mind that Anne's home for Christmas.
That's right.
And you guys are here how long?
We're here for 2 weeks.
All right. So, you know, communications could be flaky until they get back.
Right.
So
we'll get there eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Oh, I also want to remind you, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal. You can pick it up free at many locations around the Pacific Northwest. You can have a subscription mailed to your home, or you can read it for free online at www.newspiritjournal.com. Of course, I write about animals, and right now I'm in a series of writing about kids and our animal friends. So if you know anybody with kids and pets, especially if they're pregnant, already have animals, then you want to tell them about my columns. Okay, then. I think we're ready to go back to Panama. If you have just joined us, former animal movie trainer Ann Gordon, who is now Ann Gordon de Barragan, and her husband, Oatneal Barragan, are with me in the studio. They are home for Christmas. First trip for Oatneal to the United States. And we are in the middle of the story of how they met and fell in love in Panama. And Ann was down there making a movie, The End of the Spear, available on DVD if you'd like to watch that. And Oatneal was part of the, as part of the Embera tribe, was hired as an actor to act in this film. And so we left you dating, and Oatneal being a gentleman and leaving, and you going off to meet the family. Yes, we better wrap up that story so we can get into what you do. But so you were still filming. Now, what happened when you got done filming? And
Well, we naively thought that we could get him a visa to come to the U.S. to spend time up here after me being down there for 4 months. Well, that didn't happen. It's very difficult to get a travel visa from Latin America to the U.S. because of the illegal alien situation. So I ended up going back and forth about every 2 months or so for that after I came back after 4 months down there. And then by the end of that year, he had asked me to marry him, and I moved down to Panama in November 2004.
Now, is that the whole process of marriage, like the proposal and all of that, is it similar to when we get together up here in the States, or are there different traditions and all of that? Like that, you know, down on one knee and we propose, and could you guys speak to each other by that time?
By then we were starting.
Let's have some details on this.
By then we were starting to be able to have some conversations, and while I was home, I was taking Spanish classes and tutors and stuff.
So that's what you learned.
I learned Spanish
because you sound like you're really fluent to me and do really well with Spanish.
Pretty good. I'm, you know, I'm not perfect by any means, but I do pretty good. The burden was on me knowing that I was going to be living in Panama to learn Spanish. He's working on his English as well right now. So he's
I was surprised that Oatneal has said some his English. What he does speak is very good. We heard that.
So I was learning Spanish, and we could have some conversations at that time. And down on the one knee, no, not so much. But in their tradition, when two young people fall in love or people fall in love, they're very secretive in the village. And it's amazing that this village with no walls and everybody living together.
Nobody knows.
And they spend time together. And then when they realize that it's serious, they will ask permission of the parents to be married. ¿Hay boda en su cultura?
Bueno, anteriormente sí, pero no era boda igual que ustedes, pero era un poco diferente. La boda anteriormente, dice mi abuelo que era un... se ponía lo que es la... chicha fuerte entre las mujeres y también se usaba un poco de mujeres bailando sobre en el centro y también usaba mucho pieles de animales como por ejemplo el venado, los tambores, todo eso y la boda se decía en ese todo significaba ser una boda que muy antiguo.
Well, I picked up a few words here and there, but I think you're going to have to interpret for us.
He's saying that in their culture, they don't have much of a wedding. In fact, now that's all you do is you do ask permission and you just start living together. He's saying that he's talked to his grandfather about it, but in the past, they did have a bit of a wedding where the ladies would make chicha, which is a fermented drink, and they would have music and dancing, drums made out of skins from animals that they have hunted for their food, and have a little party to celebrate the wedding. But now it's in fact, when I first moved down there, his parents and his sisters and brothers, family would all refer to me as the daughter-in-law, the sister-in-law.
Mm.
And I thought that was very cute. And then I realized, oh, they're serious. Because when we, according to their culture, when you start living together.
You're married.
You're married.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, did you once this happened, and this was like a year after?
Mm-hmm.
Did you move in with the tribe and live in like one of those huts with no walls and all of that?
Well, what we did is we rented a house in the city.
Ah.
And then we'd go back and forth a lot. So we about half and half.
Okay.
Go back and forth. So that was kind of my transition into their life. I love their life, and it's very easy for me to be mm-hmm. there. But I must admit, after a couple of weeks of bathing in the river, which is really fun, it's nice to come have a hot shower,
uh-huh.
you know,
uh-huh.
have a little air conditioning at night, even though the breeze going through in the hut is wonderful and I sleep really well out there. It is nice to have the things that I'm used to. And so we go back and forth.
Okay, so 7 years down the line,
mm-hmm.
you maintain a home of some kind in the city of Panama?
Near Panama City, yes, in
okay.
what's called the former Canal Zone. It's former U.S. family housing.
And that's what you would call home for the two of you now?
Correct.
And yes. then you go to the tribe location
mm-hmm.
from time to time?
We go there often, and which is a perfect segue into what we're doing now.
Right. Well, I'm going to get to that in a moment. Melissa,
okay.
from where you live in Panama City
mm-hmm.
to where the tribe actually is,
mm-hmm.
how long a distance and how long a trip is that?
It's about an hour drive. And then depending on
okay, so you can drive. You don't have to take like canoes and stuff.
Yes.
Or...
It's an hour drive to where we meet the boat.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
And then depending on the level of the river, which varies throughout seasonally, right now it's about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it can go as much as 2.5 hours when the water gets quite low by a dugout canoe.
To get to the tribe.
To get
location.
To the village. There is no road to the village.
Okay.
The river
All
is
right.
the road.
Now I think we got the picture.
Okay.
No carro.
No cars, he
yeah.
says.
Car.
well, that makes sense. All right. Now, I know, like I talked about a bit in the last hour, that when you came back, one of the first times you came back, you brought... handmade items
mm-hmm.
from the tribe
mm-hmm.
To help them generate some income.
Correct.
And but then once you married and,
mm-hmm.
and you actually moved down there, of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know, maybe you can't be an animal movie trainer from now on, but you needed to do something else
mm-hmm.
to start earning a living.
Sure.
And I think one of the first things you did was starting the Embera Village Tours. Is that
mm-hmm.
right? So let's start there.
Okay. So being down there with Aunt O'Neill and the family, and they live in what is now a national park.
Uh-huh.
The nice thing about Panama is that the indigenous tribes, there are seven there, have never been persecuted. They've never been shoved onto no man's land. They are allowed to self-govern. Which is all nice, but they are discriminated against, as all indigenous tribes are throughout the world, unfortunately, but they're largely ignored. Excuse me. And they are where they are is now a national park, his family, and the park imposed restrictions. No hunting. They've always been agricultural people, and then recent history sell excess at the market. No commercial agriculture. And anything they wanted to harvest out of the forest, like a tree to build a dugout canoe or materials to build a house, they had to pay a fee back to the park.
Hmm.
Now, the park was created to protect the watershed that flows into the canal. So the nice thing is there's an economic reason to keep the area green. And 30% of Panama is in national parks. However, that made life very difficult for the Embera people.
Yeah.
And then... about 15 years ago, the government taught them about the concept of tourism. And some of them put it very funny. They say, before that, we didn't know what a tourist was. But now that is their sole source of income, is tourism. Now, many people wonder, is that a good thing? It's a valid concern. But there's actually an anthropologist who's been studying the effects of tourism on their culture. And found that, and I agree with him, that there are many more benefits than not. because it puts a value on maintaining their culture, keeping their traditions and language alive, enables them to continue living as they choose to live, and instills a sense of pride. Now you have people coming from all over the world to get to know them and learn about their culture. And they're actually equally curious about the visitor. So it's really fun. It's not exploited. Nobody forces them to do it. And they really do enjoy
it. And you, and this is what you started doing, isn't it?
Right.
You were directing the tours, I think.
Correct. What happened is we were in the village, and I saw tours coming out to the village, watching the tour guides do the presentation, translate the talk that the Embera give, thinking, I could do that. And I have a very unique perspective.
Yeah.
As a foreigner, I know what people are interested in. As a member of the family and married into the tribe, I have a very intimate connection and perspective.
Yeah.
So we're not just going to an Embera village in the jungles of Panama. You're coming to meet my family.
Yeah. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're still doing this?
Correct.
And so that's what the www.emberavillagetours.com is all about.
Absolutely.
So anyone listening can go to that website and can arrange to come to Panama and come meet your family.
That's right.
So how cool is that?
Yeah, it's really fun. I just love sharing the Embera people with others, and I've noticed a distinct softening in the faces every single person who spends time with the Embera, because in my opinion, they have the quality of life the rest of us out here are searching for.
Well, I can, and now, you know, I told you, I get it now, because I have to admit, and probably with some of your family and so forth, when this first all happened 7 years ago, I was somewhat concerned for my friend Anne, and I didn't want you to be taken advantage of. And, you know, who is this young guy that might be taking advantage of my friend Anne? Is it just his ticket to, you know, whatever?
Right, right.
But I can totally, you know, I mean, and after, you know, after 7 years, it's kind of like, well, I don't think that was the case.
Right.
You know, and watching this whole thing go down. But now for the first time meeting Oatneal and feeling his energy, you can just, it's totally, it's really different. It's, it is very joyful. Very clean.
Yes.
There's not all the crap that, you know, most of us, you know, states people are carrying around and all of that stuff. But I can imagine a whole tribe of you.
Yes.
Holy moly. And down there in the actual jungle itself has got to be amazing. And you're saying it does affect people energetically and emotionally and all of that.
Even if they're not open or aware of that kind of thinking, absolutely. Like, the best example I had was this guy, big, tough, you know, guy, stocky guy, who, you know, hands across his chest when I went to pick him up, and his wife, and like, what did my wife get me into? Where are we going? What is this all about? By the end of the day, he was just the softest, biggest teddy bear. And gave me the biggest hug and was so grateful to have spent the day with these people.
Wow. So give us an idea if someone wants to come and have an Embera village tour. I mean, what's involved? How long does it, you know?
We do day tours or we do overnight tours. Ideally, the overnight is the absolute best to experience.
I would think so.
Yeah, it's the best way. But if you only have time for a day tour, that's fabulous too. We pick you up at your hotel. We drive out to the boat ramp, up a beautiful ride up the river. We see a lot of egrets and cranes and kingfishers, sometimes toucans, even sloths, caiman or two. And then we arrive in the village. They greet us with a traditional musical greeting. They give us a little presentation on their culture and history that we translate for you into English. Then they provide us a tropical lunch, which is usually fish, tilapia, or peacock bass, that many say is the best fish they've ever had in their life. Doesn't get much fresher swimming that morning.
Yeah.
And fried plantains. And then we
Those are like bananas, aren't they?
They're in the banana family, but they're used more like a potato. They're more of a starch carbohydrate.
Okay.
And then we take a little hike to learn about medicinal plants with one of the village elders.
Oh, neat.
Then we come back and we get time to look at their incredible crafts, get a little temporary tattoo that they use, a natural fruit dye. And they also, you have time to play with the children, take all the pictures you want. They're fine with that. And then we end our day visit with some traditional music and dancing.
Oh, how neat.
It's a great day.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Y también lo en verás, nosotros comemos. Importante también eso quiero hablarle.
Okay.
Lo en verás también comemos esto, lo que es pecado, lo que es carne de monte. Digamos que un curiba, es el, mi lengua. Y también comemos camarones.
I think we're talking about meat of monkey and shrimp and stuff, aren't we?
He says it's very important. He says he would like to share with some of the foods that they eat.
All right, I'm getting there.
Y también comemos, bueno, yo no...
But did I hear meat of monkey?
Sí.
Oh, I did, okay.
Bueno, yo no como ya ahora.
You don't eat monkeys, okay.
La gente que son más mayores sí comen.
The older ones, okay. Yeah.
También comemos lo que es tucanes y...
Oh, you eat toucans?
They do?
No, yo no.
Bueno, not you. No. I mean your tribe.
Yeah, some of them do, yeah.
Sí, y también
that might be like eating chicken here.
Right.
Tortuga. Yeah.
Turtle.
Agoutis.
Agoutis, yeah.
Agoutis.
Y también comen.
What are agoutis?
It's like a giant guinea pig. They're about this big.
They
run around. They're cute. Very common. They eat those.
Sí. Y también se come venado.
Deer. They have deer there.
Okay.
Y, bueno, a lot of fish.
Muchas cosas más de animales comen la gente.
A lot of.
Lo en venado.
Yeah.
A lot of animals you
eat. A lot of animals they eat, yes.
Okay, so that the day tour. Now, what about the overnight tour?
The overnight, we do everything that we do in the day tour, and then you get a lot of free time. And you sleep in a traditional hut. I provide sheets and sleeping pads, mosquito nets, and you get time to swim in the river, which is incredible. Play with the children.
Even with the caiman?
The caiman are down in the lake part, not much. And they don't eat.
And we have no piranha or anything.
We do not have piranha.
Okay.
We don't have anacondas.
All right.
You just get a lot more hangout time. Just
oh, cool.
To really observe and interact and play games with the kids. And it's really special. Very special.
Sounds wonderful.
All right.
So that was one of the first things you started doing, and you continue to do that to this day.
Correct.
Are tours available year-round, or is there a seasonal thing with tours?
Well, they're available year-round. We do have a dry season and a rainy season. Now, coming from Seattle, I thought I knew what rain was. Not so much. It's a very different rain there. Now, in our rainy season, people from here, North America, tend to think it rains hard all day long. No. There will rain very short periods, 10, 20 minutes, very intense, heavy rain, like standing in a shower. And then the sun comes out. We see the sun every single day of the year. So it's warm and it's tropical, and so it's very tolerable. It's not a big deal. So we do run tours all year long. Our biggest season, heaviest season, is December through April, when it's our dry season, our summer, and when people from North America want to go play someplace warm and tropical where it's cold here.
Okay.
But we have them all year round. And we actually got, if you want to see any reviews or more information, TripAdvisor on Embera Village Tours. We are the number one tour to do on TripAdvisor above seeing the canal.
Wow.
And we did receive the excellence certificate from TripAdvisor, so...
Oh, neat.
It's pretty great.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time. Please pay attention, folks. It is the most important part of the show because without them, there's no us. So please pay attention and support our advertisers. Then we will come back. We're going to find out about the other things that have become part of Ann and Oatneal's life, the whale watching Panama and the dolphin healing, and we'll talk about our gifts and all kinds of cool stuff. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, the ingredients in that food has been exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega 3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes in the raw food, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a Missing Link formula for dogs, one for cats, a vegetarian formula you can feed to both your dogs and cats, a bird formula, and a horse formula, and there's a Missing Link with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support, and a dog and horse formula. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Robin Alexis is offering a limited number of beautiful Golden Healer Lemurian crystals. These crystals are used by healers for their ability to magnify the flow of vital life force throughout the body, to promote healing, to reduce fear and anxiety, to induce a state of deep relaxation, and accelerate tissue healing. These crystals are also powerfully energized to activate the crown and solar plexus chakras, which assist you to obtain a more conscious connection to spirit. Golden Healer Lemurian crystals are a marvelous tool for doing any kind of energy work, meditation, or healing. In addition, these special crystals have been blessed by Robin Alexis at sacred sites at Mount Shasta. You can purchase these crystals for $22.95 from Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. or email Bob at robinalexis.com for details. There is only a limited supply of these Lemurian crystals, so they're offered at a first-come, first-served basis.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
I can't remember what this one is.
It's got a nice beat.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound familiar, though, does it?
Oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
That was going to be my second choice.
O'Neill likes this one. All right. Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And Gordon DeBaragon and O'Neill Baragon are in the studio with us all the way from Embera Village in Panama. They're home for Christmas. Well, Anne's home for Christmas, carting her husband along this time.
Yeah.
O'Neill's first trip to the United States, and on the break we were just talking about, he's never seen snow.
No, he's very excited to touch it.
Ah, yeah, so Anne going to be taking O'Neill to the mountains.
That's
because
right.
We're not going to have a white Christmas in the city this year.
Yes.
But so we just discussed that if they go out Highway 2 to Stevens Pass, they can come by my place on the way because I'm right off the highway. So
yeah.
Snow is in O'Neill's future.
Near future.
Yeah, talk
yes.
about cold, O'Neill. It's really cold there.
Yeah,
so
it's really different.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he'll enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had snow, you know, is down on the passes now. So you will be able, shouldn't they, Mike? They should be able to drive up the pass and see snow this time.
Yeah, there's snow there. In fact, there's been a real drying trend, so you'll see snow on the way, but there'll be more of it once you get to the summit.
Perfect.
And I'm not sure it's been cold enough. Freezing level was 3,500 feet last night, and the summit is only like 3,300 feet. So there probably will not be any fresh snow, but you'll certainly be able to get at it.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So we are talking about, we've talked about the Embera Village Tours.com, and after your success with that, Then all of a sudden I'm getting emails from you and you're doing whale watching Panama. So how did that all come about and what's that all about?
Well, that came about while I was down there, and I've always loved spending time with whales and dolphins, having grown
up.
You
were already doing dolphin healing, I think, before
I was doing that, already. And growing up here in Puget Sound and spending summers on my father's boat, watching orcas, we've got to have dolphins and whales here in Panama, and let me check that out. And it was amazing how little information I could find about it.
Mm.
And I finally figured out that Panama is one of the only places in the world where humpback whales come from both the southern hemisphere and the northern hemisphere to breed and give birth. So we actually have two whale seasons.
Wow.
And July through October, we have Antarctic whales, several thousand of them.
Wow.
And in the Pearl Islands, which are just 40 miles straight south of Panama City, we see them every day. You can stand on the beach and see them.
Wow.
Breaching, listen to their songs. Last season, we saw them on every single outing except for one. And the one we didn't see was the second to the last day of the entire season when they were starting to head south. And then we also have several hundred, not as many, from Alaska that come down.
Wow. So now is it something, could you come down to that area? Could you do an Embera Village tour and do a whale watching tour on the same trip?
Absolutely. We do, like I say, day and overnights in the Embera Village. And then we have day trips from Panama City to do whale watching. They come sometimes as close to the city, we see them, obviously, Panama Canal, where all the ships are waiting to transit the canal. We've seen whales with their young babies in amongst all the ships, breaching, hanging out there. You'd think they wouldn't choose to be there, but they often do.
Wow.
I've swum with them right near there.
Wow.
And so I decided to start doing these whale watching tours because nobody was doing it there.
Well, yeah.
In fact, most Panamanians and tourists have no idea we have whales. And you talk to the locals and they say, well, we have whales? Aren't they dangerous? Big fish, you know? So a lot of education. So, yes, we have day tour whale watching. We also have 2 to 3 day custom tours out in the Pearl Islands. And the best are 5 day trips. I have these 5 day trips and often bring in guest facilitators. So we'll combine it with yoga or meditation.
Oh, how neat.
Animal communication, different spiritual messages, journaling. We have a journaling whisper with the whales. And so you can do a 5-day trip, and then we always have an optional Embera day or overnight that we combine with those.
How wonderful. And all this, we can learn more on the whalewatchingpanama.com
mm-hmm.
website and all of this. Now, is Oatmeal involved with you in doing these tours and so forth?
Are you making no tours? Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Okay.
Every day. Yes. He is. Now, here's the interesting thing. He is my driver. When we do the tours, we have a van. We pick people up at their hotel, drive out to the boat ramp, either boat ramp, and for whales or for the Embera Village.
Yeah.
And so he does the driving, so I don't have to think about driving and talking at the same time, interacting with the visitors. Now, he only knew how to drive a boat when we met.
Ah!
So I had to
learn how to drive a car.
Teach him how to drive a car. And I taught him American-style driving, which is more following the law than Panamanian free-for-all video game driving.
I see. Okay. So he's a better driver than most Panamanians.
He is. He does know how to follow the rules.
All right. That's very good. That's very good. And then what does Oatmeal go on the boat, the whale-watching boats? Yes. With you and so forth?
Yes. He comes along and he's got great eyes for spotting the whales.
Ah.
Having been raised in the jungle where your survival is on finding the animal to hunt or to fish.
Ah, okay.
So he's often the one who finds them the first.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, you've got the dolphinhealing.net. And,
mm-hmm.
and you got involved in doing this, I think, before actually the touring.
It's interesting. I got involved with that through a school, Dolphin Heart World, run by Linda Shea, and it teaches dolphin healing, how to channel and incorporate similar to Reiki or any other energetic type of healing. And I got into it about the same exact time I went to Panama and met Oatmeal.
That's right, yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It was starting about 7 years ago. You were
mm-hmm.
just beginning that sort of
Correct.
Stuff. So isn't that interesting how all of this comes together?
Yes.
So, but the dolphin healing then, this mm-hmm. is something you do for people or
mm-hmm.
with you? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's like Reiki or any other type of energetic healing. People can make an appointment with me and we can do it either in person or if I'm in Panama, we can do it distance, either by phone or Skype. Works really well. And I send the energy, and many people feel like the same kind of feel as if they were swimming with dolphins, often have visions, and it can be directed at physical issues, emotional, spiritual, or for their greatest good. And for me, what happens is that I receive often a steady stream of visions and messages for my client who they report are quite accurate and really hit home.
And wonderful.
To me, it's a real blessing. And to me, I'm not one that's in tune to energy very well. I don't feel like I'm doing anything.
Uh-huh.
Except that I receive all these visions and messages. And it's so amazing when I do say something that really hits home, that really means something and helps shift these people.
Cool. Cool. I imagine I'm getting a message here that that's one of the reasons the white whale Thunder Egg is coming to you
mm-hmm.
is to help you feel more energetically.
Ah,
yeah.
Fabulous.
So yeah,
fabulous.
Holy yeah. That I'd be interested to hear what your experiences are with it.
Yeah, I can't
and,
wait.
And then I haven't talked much about the Thunder Eggs on the air,
mm-hmm.
But this is one of the latest things that, you know, woo-woo alert that it's not just dead people and animals have been talking to me. It's like rocks and stuff and one spoke to me recently, said it was for Anne. And, of course, the agate in the center of it has what looks like a white whale.
Mm-hmm.
And you were involved with the white whale meditation work on 11-11-11.
Mm-hmm.
And if you all remember, that was prominently covered here on Current Events, and Robin covered it on her show and her website. And it was you and Mary Gatton and another guy, I don't remember her
Madeline
name.
Madeline Walker, an animal communicator in the UK.
Yeah, and so you all came together to do energetic work on at that time?
We did. I started feeling the white whale energy about a year ago when I was on the Pearl Island, and then even more so this season being out with the whales. And it kind of came as something I mentioned earlier to you off air, is that we found out that the International Whaling Commission will be meeting in 2012 in Panama. So it's quite amazing that I'm kind of right there in the middle of it. The whales have positioned me so. And we will not only have the Whaling Commission delegates, we will also have all the nonprofits, groups that promote whale sanctuary and saving whales, as well as Sea Shepherd, Paul Watson, Rick O'Berry, all of those people will be there.
Oh, how neat.
So it'll be fascinating. And then when I heard that, I went into a meditation, and the whales, I had been drawing these oracle cards that said new light body for about a week. And then this meditation, there was I received a new light body that was a young white humpback whale.
And isn't that amazing that this whale, because this came to me, spoke to me, told me to buy it. Right after I had gotten the information about the white whale meditation, and then I was telling Ann, I collect these things, and I had it, you know, on my windowsill in my office right in front of me. And once I got the email from Ann that she and Oatmeal were coming home for the holidays, and I emailed her back to see if by chance they were available, because I happened to have one open Sunday on Animal World, and of course it was today, and they were available and would be here. And as soon as we had that email exchange, it spoke to me and said, I'm for Ann, take me to Ann. So I brought that to her today, and then once I had given her that, you pulled out this pouch of things that you had brought. Now, tell us about, Mike and I are each sporting a new necklace. And so tell us about these.
These are whales. Martha has a white one. Mike has a natural colored humpback that are carved by the Embera people out of a seed called tagua nut. And it comes from a palm tree, so it's nothing.
And mine's white. It looks sort of like ivory.
It is, and that's the natural color. The white is the natural color.
And you have a dolphin on you.
And I have a dolphin. And they are known as vegetable ivory. And they actually were exported around the world before plastic was invented. Make buttons and dice out
now,
of.
Now, what about now? Mike has the humpback whale, and his is black. Is his painted?
His is painted. So yours and mine are the natural color, and his has been painted after it's carved.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
But then you had a bunch of them with you.
I do, and I do. They are available for sale.
I was going to say, because anybody would, these are spectacular.
They're really fun. And I do have them on, I think they're on my Facebook page. If you go under Whale Watching Panama, has a Facebook page that you can like. And then I've posted the pictures there. And then you can also friend me through that page. Ann Gordon is on there. And then I have them in my photo albums there also.
Okay. And so is that now, so these are one of the items that the Embera tribe is making. Are there other items that they make on a regular basis that are available?
Sure. The tagua nut carvings are not just dolphin and whales. They can be any, usually animal figure, birds and iguanas and turtles and sloths and monkeys. They're amazing, sophisticated carvers, as well as with wood. Cocobolo, which is a type of rosewood, beautiful deep red wood. And then the women are exquisite basket weavers. They're actually known worldwide among basket collectors for their tightly woven, intricate patterned baskets. And if anybody's interested, I do have some pictures that I could send, or we have, I think there's some on our website. So check those out, and we can always ship them to people.
I'm
going
to have to check them out again, because I remember I purchased some when you were in town that time, but I gave them as gifts. So I neglected, I think, to keep one for myself.
Ah, Okay.
So I might have to revisit that.
Yeah, we're talking about putting together a store page on the website for that, for people who won't have the opportunity to travel.
And now, are the ones that you have with you, are those for sale for people like during the holidays here?
Sure.
So how would if somebody wants to get one of these for?
The best thing would be to contact me at Anne, at whalewatchingpanama.com.
Anne.
At whalewatchingpanama.com.
At whalewatchingpanama.com.
.com. Yeah. Or just go on the Facebook like page and look them up in the photo album and Whale Watching Panama page. And then you can send me a message through Facebook also. And then just tell me which one you like.
Yeah.
And they're $30 and all that money goes right back to the Embera tribe.
What a great way to support the tribe.
I have a question on terms of support. Has the introduction of currency had any adverse effects on tribe and culture?
It's a good question. Now, remember, they've had Spanish influence for 500 years.
Yep.
So, and they have no written history. Their language is all oral tradition. So I don't know. It's because it's been so long ago, long before I was ever involved. So it's a good question, and it may have. But I don't know what that would have been, one way, good or bad.
Right. Well, you were saying earlier that with the designation of the National Forest, now you have to actually start paying for stuff, which seems ridiculous, but it is what it is. Ecotourism and the ability to generate some dollars, I think, would be very helpful.
Yes.
I'm just wondering if there's any, you know, any downside to any of that.
I haven't seen any in my own travels with them.
That's great.
Yes.
But so are they now able to generate enough income through the tours, through the selling of the handmade crafts now to support the tribe effectively and
it
to pay the fees that they need to now in the national park?
It helps a lot. It's not 100%, especially when it's not our peak season, because they may go 2 weeks without any tours. And when you divide the money up amongst everybody in the tribe or in the particular village, we have over 100 people, and so they share the money equally amongst everybody who's participating. So it helps a whole lot. Sometimes it's not enough. So any purchase item, the money goes directly back to the artist and their family, so it helps a lot.
Well, unfortunately, you know, we've pretty much talked our way through the show, but it's been such a delight to have you. Now, is there anything else you want us to know or want to leave us with or before we wrap up?
Well, yes, it's been great, and there's so much more we could go on about. What I'd like to do is invite you to, we'll put this out on the waves, airwaves there, is if Martha would like to come and host, be a facilitator for a 5-day whale watching trip.
Ooh.
We could have an animal world whale watching 5-day trip with an additional overnight in the Embera village. It would be fabulous.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Count me in.
Okay.
Yeah. We could, I could teach, you know, my animal communications and human to animal transfer stuffs on the trip maybe and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lots of possibilities.
That sounds okay. So let's hold that.
Yes.
And of course, I see this as just the first of many visits because, of course, now that you've been in the studio and you know the thing, we can do shows with you on the telephone from Panama. Panama City, you do have phones, correct?
We do, and we have Skype as well, so absolutely we can do remotes.
Excellent. All right, well, thank you so much for being here. It's just been absolutely delightful to hear your story, and like I said, I get it now. I get it, and what a great thing for you, and obviously all the wonderful work and that you're doing with the whales and the dolphins, and we have to have firsthand reports of the Whale Commission. And when is that happening?
That'll be the first week in July 2012.
Okay. So I think we'll have to plan some special programming related to that. And hopefully maybe you can facilitate the commission really making some progress in shutting down the whaling and all of that. Because, you know, there's some real stubborn characters in that group. But I was hearing Well, there's a lot said in my yogi work with Yogananda, an autobiography of a yoga, and with Kriyananda, the disciple that created the Ananda communities, all that. And one thing that Yogananda said to Walter is what he called Kriyananda all along was, Walter, you have great work to do. You have great work to do. And it was at some time, this is a woo-woo alert, by the way, sometime during the show when Anne was speaking, and we were talking about the white whales and stuff, I was hearing in my mind the masters and the whale saying, Anne, you have great work to do. So thank you for blessing us with a visit and all of that. Thank you for our necklaces. It's just fabulous. I need to let you know that I will be at Temple next Sunday speaking of Yogananda, and Mike will be holding down the fort. It'll be a M and K Sunday. Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, will be here. They'll be talking about the emotional stress of the holidays for humans and their animal friends and how to deal with all of that. Open phone lines so Kim can help you connect with your human or animal friends on the other side or here, all of that. And I will be back in 2 weeks for a New Year's Day. Mike and Martha will be live in the studio.
Next year,
we will be here for the first day of 2012. How cool will that be? And it will be a behavior training and healing Sunday. So I will be looking forward to hearing and getting your calls, because we'll talk about any behavior training or healing issues you have with your animal friends. And who knows what we'll be led to with all of that. But... Yeah. Anne, thank you so much. And Neil, thank you.
Thank you.
And I hope I get to see you before you leave again, and maybe we'll and I can't wait to hear how you like the snow.
quiero decirle a ustedes y al señor que venga a Panamá a conocer. Es un maravilloso país. Va a conocer mucho de la gente en Vena y mucho que estamos trabajando con Anne Gordon. Ahí a todos los, a la gente que está en su casa, escuchando en su auto, que venga a Panamá a pasear. Yo los tenemos esperando, ella, yo y Anne, en Panamá. Muchísimas
gracias. Now, I believe that Oatmeal just invited Mike and I to come to Panama.
Yep. He did. And all the listeners
and
as well.
And all of you out there as well.
That we will be
all
waiting.
Have been invited to Panama, so yes. Woohoo! Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
All right. Now, if any of you are interested, email me, MarthaNorwalk.com. Contact Martha. Email me if you're interested in this. And have a very, very Merry Christmas. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And Kim and Kevin, next week, I will be back the first Sunday next year.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.